Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And no, I didn't run away, just, you know, different things happened, but also doing some celebrating 21 years with my honey, you know, so gotta take advantage of the time. We had a wonderful time, and, you know, just make sure you celebrate the big and little things, you know. So anyway, speaking of celebrations, Mother's Day is upon us already. So, and if you're not prepared, we're going to try to help you get there a little bit. It may be too late to maybe send some stuff, or you know, or find those flowers. I don't know what's going on with the flower thing this year. But anyway, we're going to talk about some ideas. And if you have some ideas, join the conversation. 516-387-1944 is the number. And I'm here with the mighty, mighty mother of us all here at Never Had It So Good Entertainment, Princess Cooper. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gretchen. Congratulations. 21 years of anything, especially relationships and marriage, is something that you just don't gloss over. Congratulations.
Thank you. And the good thing is we enjoy spending time with each other.
That's right.
To come back.
Isn't that amazing? You know, and it's so beautiful. You know, and I don't want to, you know, just talk about anything else. But, you know, I say the same thing about Reverend Robinson is that, you know, oh, you want to go, you know, I finished radio at 7:30 last night. He said, hey, let's run here. Okay, well, let's put on some shorts and get going, you know, whatever. Yeah. But when I heard you say 21 years, and I knew you had the anniversary, and I now know that that's coming up the last part of April, but I didn't know it was 21 years. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and we wanted to kind of do this little getaway last year, but because of COVID, it didn't happen. So, you know, we celebrated at home, which was fine. You know, you got the dining room tables, all you know, that you only use every now and then anyway. But you know, and I'm trying to do better with that. But, you know, we got the dining room table last year and got a whole bunch of food and just spread it out on the table and, you know, sat across from each other, ate too much, you know, chatted. And you know, I mean, you know, if you're not too angry, you know, or too disgusted or whatever, resentful to look at each other and y'all can have a, you know, just any kind of old conversation, it's a good thing. It's a great thing.
It is. It is.
You know, that's one of the things that I knew when, when we were seeing each other and we were on a conversation that lasted about 4 hours. And I was like, there's something here. He does not mind talking to me or listening to me. So that's a good indicator, y'all.
That's a good indicator. And you can have all the love and money in the world, but if your ability to communicate, if your ability to communicate is lacking, and you're not at a 8, 9, or 10, getting things done, including having a healthy mindset and relationship, is going to be hard. Because if you are upset about something and you don't know how to convey that, or if you're happy about something and don't know how to convey that, your success is limited. It is, and it'll last for a little bit, you know, but once all of that oh, I think he's, you know, cute and fine and all that kind of thing that young people say. You know, when the rubber meets the road and life starts to happen, you want to be able to tell your partner and have him to help you in any way or you help him. And again, congratulations for sure. It's Mother's Day, though. It's Mother's Day.
Yes, it
is. It is.
And you are a mom, and I am not, but I was blessed to have a wonderful mom and a wonderful bunch of ladies in my life that you know, could have been my mom just based on how they loved me and what they offered me in my life. So I'm appreciative of all of those people. Most of them gone right now, unfortunately. But for those that are here, I want to kind of get some ideas out there because, you know, I know we get stuck in a rut sometimes, and I have some ideas. But I want to ask you as we're presenting these, okay, so you're a mom, and I want to ask you, this is my first thought. I think Mother's Day, you should have two gifts. One for just for you, something that they, if they've been paying attention, and y'all need to pay attention, something they know that you like, but you wanted, that you maybe you haven't done for yourself, and they want to make sure you feel special. So I think you need one of those type of gifts. And then I think you need another one that kind of maybe is a family Mother's Day gift that kind of makes you, I guess, more appreciative of why you are in the role that you're in as mom. So that's my thought. I think mom should have two gifts on Mother's Day, at least.
Hmm. Yeah. You know, we tried. I didn't understand when, you know, we'd start March, or I would start March because I had two older brothers. Mom, what do you want? I don't want anything, baby. The fact that you all are peaceful, I don't have to go find you in jail, and that you all are in healthy relationships and okay, that's Mother's Day present enough. Well, Mom, we want to do something. And I remember I would go and see my mom, and I'm like, Mom, you didn't even open this cologne. You didn't even open. This is beautiful. This is romance. This is, you know, Ralph Lauren. This is Georgia. I'm like, okay, baby. And eventually, So I would go back, and she said, you know, you can go ahead and have it. You don't have to complain I haven't opened it. She said, I get so much stuff. But she she would say, you know, I'm so rejoiced in just everyday living and being at peace, knowing that my children are okay. She said, and I didn't understand that, but now I do, you know. Now I do. But I agree with you. That mom should, if you've been listening to her since Christmas or whenever, if you've been listening to her, there's something that she wants that she hasn't gotten for herself. Do that for her. And I always say to the young women or men that are around me, give your mom something that she can do that gives her some joy. Whether that's a salon or a massage or, you know, whatever that is. If it's jewelry or a handbag, if that makes her happy on that day, then do that. And then, you know, I agree with you. Do something as a family. Make sure. And sometimes men try to compare this to Father's Day. There really isn't any comparison, although I think we need to make it bigger. But Mother's Day is just powerful. And moms look forward to this. Make no mistake, everybody out there, moms look forward to Mother's Day. And when I call my mom, when I moved out and started a family of my own, the first thing she would say is, I've been waiting on this call. What took you so long? I said, you know, I would say, Mom, it's 7:30 in the morning, you know. But moms do want that. And we can kind of go through some gifts that you think are awesome, but I agree with you that there should be something that says, I love you, go have some fun. And there should be a gift that says, I love you, you know, let's eat together, let's break bread together, let's just hang out together. But give mom that day off, you know. And most mothers really don't take Mother's Day off. You know,
A
lot
of
moms
don't.
I remember coming, so they're gonna try to.
Yeah.
Oh, all the kids are coming, so I gotta cook. No, no, all the kids are coming and make it a potluck. Let them bring stuff, and if it ain't there, it just ain't there. Y'all eat what you with the kids bring. Okay.
I would finish at Dillard's. I would finish at Dillard's on Saturday, and no moms ever worked. Rarely get moms that you would volunteer if you wanted to, but I didn't work on Mother's Day, so I would finish at Dillard's on Saturday and head from Jacksonville to Gainesville, and I would start, you know, Mother's Day dinner. And we would decide as a family early if we were going to go to church and then come on home for dinner, or if we were going to go to church or go out. But no, there was still always dessert and a ham in the oven or a turkey in the oven or both, and barbecue or whatever for mom to, you know, to enjoy. But I didn't like for her to cook on Mother's Day. She'd get in the kitchen with me anyway because that's just what we did. And I was the only girl. So, but
But see,
I
that was your time.
That was
your time. That was your bonding time. So that was a good thing.
For sure.
So now the other thing we talked about was listening. I mean, we think we hear stuff, and we hear it, and it goes in one ear and out the other. And that's why I said, you know, you may be hearing things, but it's time, and you got to, like you said, around Christmas time, if not before, or just not if you know, you've got to listen to what she's saying, like, and not when she's speaking from the head, but when she's speaking from the heart. Like, you know, she may bust out and say, I wish, da-da-da-da-da. That's the stuff you take notice of, in my opinion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention. And then also continue to pay attention. Don't go back and say, well, 20 years ago she wanted this, 10 years ago she wanted that, because life experiences change. And so you kind of got to continue to pay attention. The things that you wanted 20 years ago is not necessarily the same thing, you know, so don't be keeping that on your list if it's not a part of her list anymore. So that's
exactly
what I wanted to say.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. You know, listen to her list, and if she take it off, you take it off too. Sometimes we make the mistake of going and getting this. So what she needs this. Well, she may, but that's not what she wants for Mother's Day. You know, and mom should get a want for Mother's Day.
And I, you know, and I did this. I made this mistake, and I remember this one thing in particular, and because my mother used to love to sew, she liked to sew. And I remember one Mother's Day, I went and got her this, you know, bells and whistles sewing machine. It wasn't the old-fashioned Singer. We had one of those. It was one of those. It was, you know, it was in its own console, and you open the lid, and it flipped out, and da-da-da-da-da. And she never really used it. She used it as more of a nightstand. But the thing that I started to notice is one of the things that she, you know, her eyesight was getting bad. She was getting a little bit of arthritis in her fingers. So the thing that used to give her joy for a long time was becoming more of a challenge. It wasn't that she didn't really want to do it anymore. It was a matter of not necessarily being able to do it the way she used to do it anymore. So, and that's the one thing I remembered.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember, Gretchen, that moment or that epiphany when I realized, wow, my mom's actually gotten older. We look at our moms as such the backbone of the house and such pillars of community, and always the solution. They were the solution and answer to so many things. But when my mom made that turn and she, you know, would say, baby, I'm not where I used to be. When she finally admitted I'd already seen it, that's amazing, you know. And, you know, my mother was the cook of the entire family. She was the educator of the entire family. But eventually, you know, Father Time took over. And I don't know, Father Time doesn't have any losses at all. Father Time is going to win out. To live is to than get older. I'll say it like that. I hate that other one, to live is to die. To live is to get older. And it's amazing that she said that, is that she saw that her eyesight. I remember Gretchen, when I stopped being able to thread a needle, I'm like, where's the magnifying glass? I can't see that.
Lord, I tried to thread one the other day. I did not only manage it, but it was, I was tired afterwards, man.
Yes. The amazing things we talk about. The amazing things. But I like what you said. It said, you know, just pay attention to mom.
Always. So
mom
anyway,
really wanted to spend time together. So.
No, I was just going to say, if you all, you know, you all can join the conversation too. The number is 516-387-1944. 516-387-1944. Join the conversation, y'all. But the thing that I wanted to start talking about something that Kathy Booker had mentioned one time, and I miss having her on, and I know she had been ill for a while, so I pray that Kathy is better. Schedules have gotten kind of crazy, so you know, we don't have her on as like we used to. She used to talk about how important experiences were, or experiences are. And so I kind of want to do a little bit in regards to experiences. I don't get a chance to do it as much as I would like to. But, you know, I'm all about kind of doing the outdoor thing. So one of the things that I thought about for Mother's Day is if your mother is within, let's say, range, and I'll talk about if she's, like, out of town or whatever, you know, something that you can do. But instead of or in addition to, let's say in addition to, because my mother liked her roses, so made sure she wanted her flowers while she was living, give her some roses. But in addition to that, either on Mother's Day or the day after, the day before, get with her and create a garden. This, you know, her own Mother's Day garden, you know. If not a garden, you know, a flower box. You know, some of these houses have the flower boxes or whatever. You know, put it by her window. You know, so when she gets up in the morning and looks out the window, there's this beautiful, colorful, welcoming, you know, arranged, this bouquet of plants and flowers that she would like. But that's what I would say. Get your hands dirty. Get out there. Find out what, you know, what she likes, you know, and update it every year. You know, pick a time. It doesn't necessarily have to be Mother's Day every year, but you can start it on Mother's Day. But just make sure that, you know, like you may start it on Mother's Day, and the next year make sure it's updated so that when she wakes up Mother's Day morning, and looks out the window or walks wherever she walks, you know, that arrangement, that garden, that little, just little spot that's hers, you know, make sure it's, you know, welcoming and refreshed, you know, put a little, you know, let's say note card that you stick in there that she'll have to go out and grab and get, that says Happy Mother's Day and thank you for, you know, make sure you thank her, thank you for X, Y, and Z. But that was one of my thoughts in terms of doing something like that. Maybe, you know, a place where she can relax, put a little bench out there for her, a chair or something like that, a table where she can, you know, put her favorite book or something like, or Palmer or whatever she, you know, her favorite beverage is, you know, glass of wine, whatever it is. So what do you think?
Yeah. My mother was a gardener, too. She loved outside. She had an extended carport. It was an enclosed garage, but she actually extended that out to where she had the cars moved over to the right, and then the immediate part became her garden area. It became her serenity place, and she wanted a rocking chair. We ended up getting about 4 rocking chairs for that space, and that was it. When 6 o'clock came, wow, when 6 a.m., 7 a.m. came and she had retired, that was her spot. If you were there and you woke up, you knew where she was. And then once the house started stirring, she knew then that she would, you know, determine what was going to happen for breakfast. But yeah, I agree with you, you know, find out what their hobbies are and enhance that. Give them things that, and I heard you say your mom loved roses. My mom loved roses too. She had a flower, a shrubbery that was called a bottle brush. It made flowers that were shaped like a bottle brush.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so amazing to me. And I heard you say create experiences, though. That was one of Kathy Booker's things, is to encourage you to create experiences. My mother loved to cook, and a few times, you know, we had cooks to come to the house, or we went and did cooking shows together. And she learned from this, she learned how to make fried rice from this chef. And that's all he did, fried rice, in so many different ways in the wok. And once she went and got her wok and started making fried rice, oh, my goodness, she thought she had hung the moon herself. But create experiences for them. I think that's powerful, Gretchen.
Yeah. And then for the person that likes to cook, you know, herb gardens, I mean, combine the two. You know, create a nice herb garden. Fresh herbs are always really nice. You know, flavorful and stuff like that. So, I mean, if you don't want to do just the flowers or whatever, create a nice herb garden or even a nice something living, and that will continue to live. And make sure also too, make sure it's something either she can take care of or you can take care of for her, or someone can take care of for her if she can't do it herself. But something that she's going to enjoy. So, that's one of the things I wanted to mention. Another thing I thought about, and I don't know, now everybody may not be into this, but one of the things that helps me kind of de-stress is a weekly soak in the tub. I think I've mentioned this before. And this is a way to get creative and do something for her, but maybe get the family involved and create bath salts. Okay. They've got all types of recipes, so to speak, online in terms of how to make your own bath salt, starting with Epsom salt, maybe some essential oils or whatever. And then, you know, package it in something. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can be a plain bottle or thing that you can dress up, maybe an old salad dressing bottle or something. And you know, put a ribbon around it or whatever, or just something nice, dress it up. You can always put, they have these things now that I find to be very interesting and helpful. These peel and stick chalk boards. Have you seen them?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Okay. So what I took, and I'm supposed to be trying to start an herb garden with this in a way in my window, I saved some Yoplait the yogurt containers, and I took the sticker off and everything and washed it and it's clean. And then I got you go in the craft area of like Walmart or even Hobby Lobby or anywhere, they have these different types of chalk boards, or chalk stickers or whatever. And so I got some of those and put on these things so that I could take some chalk and I can just write whatever goes into that container. The cool thing about that is that you may not keep the same thing in that container all the time. Mm-hmm. But it was a way to have a container that I did not have to buy, that I could get creative with and put a sticker on there, and something I can reuse over and over and over and get some use out of it. But, I was just saying that to just say, get the family together and pull up some recipes or some instructions off the internet and do some bath salts. You know, like I said, some Epsom salt, some essential oils, and sometimes I think I've seen some that actually have fresh lavender that you throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
And create. So I'm going to try to pull some of those that I've seen and post them on the D's Power Hour Facebook page. But I just thought that would be something nice to get together and work on. And then while she's soaking in the tubs, like, my family made this for me, you know, or we got together and we made this together as she's soaking in the tub. So just a thought.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a neat one. I like that one because I love a good bath too, and to create that whole ambiance and relax and stay in there as long as I want to stay in there. Another thing that I just got a kit too, and I hadn't even opened it, so I can't tell you, but I really want to do this, and that is make my own candles. I love
me too.
Love candles. Bath and Body Works and Home Goods and wherever I can get them, I let them burn all day. I love the ambiance of a candle.
Mm-hmm.
When I have company at my house, I'll put one in each of the bathrooms. It creates a very good scent entering and leaving. But I love candles. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Everybody knows already. If you just got me candles for any event or anything, I'll be happy. And I've never met a bad candle. Now, there's certain scents I don't particularly care for. I'm not a cinnamon apple kind of scent. That to me is
really?
That didn't require a whole lot of thought to me. I like mango, pineapple, or something vanilla bean. Those scents that actually make me think about food. But I love those type of smells. I love a lemon smell, a mango smell, those types.
See, my husband, he likes the fall smells, any of those fall candles. Because we are big Yankee Candle people, too. And actually, speaking of candles, one of the things that I got us for our anniversary, I got a him gift, and I got a couple of us gifts. One of them, because nickel is supposed to be one of the things for the 21st anniversary, I got a hurricane lamp that had a nickel base and rim. It was glass. And so, to put one of those tall Yankee candles in there, we haven't done it yet, but, I got that, because I know both of us like candles. I like sage and citrus. It's one of my favorites. I think balsam and cedarwood is another one that Yankee Candle has that I like. But I like sandalwood. I like almost anything sandalwood. Bath stuff, candles.
Mm-hmm.
I, for some reason, I love sandalwood. Speaking of making candles, when I was a kid, my mom got me a candle making set. I remember making candles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you can easily find it. I have a hard time finding it now, so I'm going to have to order one. In fact, one of my problems right now, I've got candles running out of places to put candles, and so there was this old peppermint bark tin that we had from Christmas, and my husband's like, well, why don't you use that to lay some of the candles in, and I started laying them in there, and I just didn't have enough room. I said, I'm going to have to burn some of these things instead of just keep them. But I like a well-dressed dining room table. I change it out just about every month, or I change it out with the seasons or whatever. I do a tablecloth most of the time. In the past couple of years, I've kind of been watching a lot of the staging and home improvement shows and whatever, and so I've let my table go somewhat bare for a part of the year, just I guess to let it breathe. And so now I do like maybe table runners and stuff like that. But I got a couple of trivets from B. Smith that have the acacia wood, and I usually stack those in the middle and some other stuff around, and then I usually do the taper candles or whatever. I'm into my dining room table that way. It's kind of like creating art in a way for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of my favorite places to find candles is that place that you actually work at. The couple of them that are here in Columbia, South Carolina. There's just one here. The other one's at Rock Hill. They have certain scents during the seasons that I love. I love their pumpkin one. I love that. But I love everything about that company that you work for, everything. If I could do the dishes, the pots and pans, the recipes, I love their demonstrations. I could live there. It's a matter, I've actually, you know, if I was not so busy building my own empire, I would go there part-time, or I just go there work for free. That's how much I love. And I'm trying not to give them a whole lot of, I don't know how appropriate that is.
Sure, so. Girl, I've just been going through training in a different department this week. I finished that up today, tonight, anyway. But, yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with them. But, yeah, I can understand. I can understand. And we have a couple of the stores because they have more than just the one affiliate, too, so. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that they were a subsidiary of something, or that they had subsidiaries.
They do.
Okay.
But yeah. But another store that I like too, that's similar to them, that I went, because they closed the one here in Orlando. So when I was away, I found another similar store. And we'll talk about it later. But I went there this weekend, and you know, husband was feeling generous, so I was able to get a few things. So I like when he's in love with me. It's just really nice.
Amen.
So, you know, it's a job. They don't always feel the same way about you from day to day. So, you know. But
Amen.
Anyway, we're going to get back to mom. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is maybe, you know, one of the things I thought about is when I mentioned sewing. If that's something that she likes to do, sewing, or if she likes to paint, or if she, you know, whatever it is that she likes to do, stock her supplies up. If she likes to sew, get her some gift cards to Joann, to Hobby Lobby, to Michael's, or even Walmart, wherever, you know, she gets her materials from, you know, or if she's even talking about wanting to get them from someplace and she hasn't been able to do it. Get those materials, the thread, the needles, whatever it is. You know, she likes to paint. Get some new brushes. New brushes are always something that's necessary. You know, paint, you know, in some of the places I just mentioned, some of the places where you can get some of that paint as well. What are your hobbies, Princess, that you when you have time for a hobby?
Gretchen, my hobby is to read. I'm an avid reader. I don't have any other hobbies that I really entrench in. I really play with flowers and flower pots and flower beds. But after that, it is radio and graphic design have become. To relax is a book. And a quiet. I love Saturday afternoon. I've learned how to take Saturday afternoons off. I usually go to the nail salon or the beauty salon in the morning, or I'll try to do that on Fridays. But Saturday, I'd like to make that early run to the grocery store for the following week and whatever I'm going to cook on Sunday. But Saturday, I slow down. And John knows I slow down. As a matter of fact, he's taking Saturday as his day. Either we go out or to eat or he cooks. But Saturday afternoons are my time to close down the computer. And I find myself getting grumpy because I haven't opened the computer. I don't know. I've actually gotten better at that. But my personal hobby is definitely reading, bookstores, book shows, anything. I love a good book, and I'll buy it and still haven't read it, but I love seeing it on the shelf, knowing that okay, I'm going to get to that. And I haven't read Becoming yet. I started it. I haven't finished Becoming.
Me too. I took it with me this weekend and didn't get to it. It's still in the bag, unfortunately. I started it, but I got to do that. And I've got to try to maybe do it. I think I'm going to try to do that on Saturday mornings for a little while, just because I keep saying I'm going to do it just before I go to bed. I am so, like, either beat or just so much on my mind that I don't even get a chance to read, or the book is reading me or something like that. So I'm thinking maybe Saturday morning when my brain is a little fresh and just taking some time out and start maybe doing that for a little while on Saturday morning, and just make sure, you know, just don't try to do it all at the same time. You know, just realize you may not be able to read the whole book in one day. Because I used to be one of those teenagers, I would read a book in the afternoon. I'd read a novel in the afternoon. I love to read.
You know,
just don't have the time anymore or the stamina. But I'm gonna make that change and do that because I do love to read. And speaking of things you can do for your readers, okay, if they don't have a nice little book nook somewhere, because I started to create a little nook for myself. In my house, and I won't get into all of that. But and I know somebody else that is a reader like you, and one of the things that I got her for her birthday was a nice throw. Because sometimes you just want to get somewhere where you can be comfortable, you know, maybe a nice bolster pillow for your back, and maybe a nice throw to wrap yourself in while you're reading your book, drinking a cup of tea, cup of wine, whatever it is that, you know, you do. But create a book nook, you know, for that person that's a reader. Barnes & Noble cards, or, you know, you can even find books now, Walmart, wherever you get your books. Secondhand bookstores, that's another place to go and get some good books as well. But just create that little book nook for that person. You know, get some, you know, new books there, you know, whatever's going to make that person relaxed and comfortable where they can enjoy that spot just for themselves, them and their books. You know, maybe some shelves if necessary. I got rid of my big bookshelf that I had, and I got some wine crates from Total Wine, and I'm getting ready to stain the crates this weekend. And I'm going to put some books in there, and I'm putting some casters on the crates and to roll it, those crates up under my coffee table so that I can pull the crates out, you know, just roll them out and grab my book. So,
I love a good book area to read. My little area has a accent chair that's leather. It's real cushiony. I have a little pillow there that says hope on it. But you're right, and I have my books, and I have been dragging a blanket or throw with me all of my life.
See?
All of my life.
Yeah.
And the one I had as a teenager, my mother actually came to my house and said, I brought you something. I'm like, oh, okay. And I opened it up. She had gotten it clean. And it was the same one from a teenager. And I carried that thing. I didn't care how raggedy it got. I kept and kept that thing. Now my throws have. Exactly. That was my nickname, Linus. I don't care what time of year it is. I have a blanket with me when I get ready to sit down to do something. And I have my favorites now. I have some that actually our friends got us, one that says John Robinson Powell on it and the other one that says Never Had So Good Sports Media on it. So if he gets mine, I'm like, you know, that's my blanket, right? He's like, oh, my God. It's okay. I'm like, no, I don't want the job. You know, I have one that has, you know, Princess on it. But people, I drag one. But I love that whole thought of a nook. And I don't mind falling asleep in my nook and waking up reading a little bit more.
Read more.
You know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Going.
Just
and
go
I love the wintertime. Yes.
Glass and then go back.
There you go. Go refresh that cup of coffee or that glass of lemonade. I love that.
And I have a good idea too. If these are for those people that like tea or something else, tea, or you know that person likes tea, if there's like a little table next to the nook or in the nook or whatever, get one of those electric tea kettles. You know, fill it up with some water so she can plug it up. You know, put her cup right there. Put a container with some various tea bags right there, and you can have that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they drink, you know, wine or iced tea or something like that, instead of a table, get one of those little small refrigerators, you know, like a little small wine fridge or something like that, that you can still sit something nice on top of it, but you would be able to open it up and you know, grab a bottle of wine, maybe, you know, do a little mini wine rack or something, you know, a glass rack or something for the wine glasses or whatever, and but just have like a mini fridge, you know.
Exactly.
Put mom up.
Yeah.
Hook her up.
Make it where she can sit and not have to get up and do anything.
Yeah.
I've noticed that about John. He does that. He makes it before he sits down. He prepares for whatever snack he may want in an hour
mm-hmm.
or drink or whatever, but he prepares and surrounds himself with those things that he likes. And then the remote, and he's and then he's done. But hook mama,
men are good
I agree
about
with you.
That.
Mm-hmm.
You, my husband, he likes peanuts. So
mm-hmm.
he has one container with the peanuts and another container for the peanut shell. And
wow.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I say that his chair is now carved for him. And that's where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, either a good... And I don't know. He's a Gemini, so it just varies in terms of what he's into, what from what day to the next. So you can either find him into some little freaky sci-fi show, or you can find
mm-hmm.
him into a good Hallmark movie or something. So,
oh wow!
You tell me. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of strange. But anyway, but yeah,
I want you to know. This is
that.
A side note, but I just discovered Hallmark channel during the pandemic. I've never watched Hallmark movies. I had a field day in 2020 because there was no football for the most part for a while. There were no sports. Once March Madness was canceled, I became lost in this world. Okay, well, what am I going to talk about? But I discovered the Hallmark channel and Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was enthralled in 2020, even as background noise while I did so. I was enthralled with that.
Okay.
I've kind of, you know, gotten back
mm-hmm.
to my sports now.
Mm-hmm.
But but John says,
I
know how this is going to end. We know that.
Yeah. It's definite formula. And I kind of liked it, but I had an issue. My issue was with the diversity thing. They're trying to do better, but yeah, it was formula, and
it was so much better.
That didn't include us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's so much better.
Not in any prominent position. But the thing about it is they're being challenged because there are other networks. I think Up TV. There are others now that do that kind of formula thing, you know, and everybody lives happily ever after, you know. but yeah, there are other networks now that are doing some of those. So I think they've gotten better because the challenge was there because for a very, very long time there was an issue and they weren't addressing it. But yeah, I mean, for what it is, it's good. There are certain shows that are on it that I even like. So every now and then I'll watch something from that network, but my husband is really, really into it. So,
oh yeah, shout out to Reggie. I like a movie. I don't want to hear any cursing. I mean none. I don't want to
mm-hmm.
see any killing. I don't want to see somebody shot and the blood is so and the injury is so obvious. I don't want to do any of it. I want it to be even keel. And it doesn't have to be such heavy sex. I don't need to see that either. I just want something that's middle of the road, doesn't require a whole lot of me going, okay, what did they say? Well, who is it? Well, who did it? Well, what did they, you know, it doesn't require.
I am so much the opposite. I love mysteries. Give me a good mystery, something that I can't figure out, something that I'm like, wow, I didn't see that coming. You know, I need that kind of engagement because because part of my problem is once I sit down and, you know, even on my favorite shows, sometimes once I sit down, I'm like done. It's a struggle for me to try to stay awake sometimes. And even my husband will say about some shows that he's like, you've seen that before. I'm like, no. He's like, look, da, da, da. I said, if you recall, you saw it. I fell asleep. So sometimes I have to go back and watch. So I'm just so beat usually.
Yeah, now I'm definitely like that. I'm a second round watcher of the same movie because a lot of times I've missed it because I've gone to sleep. But if John says, well, let's just watch a movie tonight, I'm like, okay, family night, it's movie night. And then he's like, what are you doing in the kitchen? Well, he says, the movie is on. Well, just tell me what happened. I'll get some clothes and start folding up the clothes while watching the movie. He's like, just sit and watch the movie. I'm like, I don't have 2.5 hours to give you for this with commercials.
Right. And that's another thing. Since we're talking about Mother's Day, you guys and your kids, y'all get up, go do the dishes. Y'all get up and cook. Let her sit in front of the TV for 2.5 hours or whatever, because she does not get a chance to do that. And if she falls asleep and wants to watch it again, let her do that. Y'all go do the stuff that needs to be done, because that's why she's so tired, because she knows that it has to get done regardless. And she needs to be able to give her a couple hours that she can trust you to do the cooking, to do the housework, you know, fold those clothes or whatever. Just, you know, I mean, it's not that much time out of your day, and it would mean the world to her.
Now, you and Gretchen, we've gone through.
if you got to do it, you got to do it. I wasn't going to worry about it, but I guess we need to.
Nope. We're good.
Okay, all right.
I just got a text message that the Spectrum guy is on his way back, so if I leave you with 2 minutes. But I've had the biggest thing with Spectrum here lately, but sorry, I didn't mean to mention a brand.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
So what other we've talked about books and gardening and cooking and, you know, whatever mom wants to do, get her
candles,
cook her
making
up.
Jewelry is another one too. That's nice. You know, if you want to get a craft together. And Joanne's has like jewelry making kits. If you go into Hobby Lobby, you know, they've got, I mean, just stuff hanging all over the place, or you can just pull down and put together and make your own stuff. Make mom a bracelet. You know, or you know, just something that I cherish. Pottery, you know, if there are places to get together, you know, and do pottery. I know that Publix down here, I don't know, a lot of things have changed since the pandemic, but they have the cooking schools. That's another thing you can do, is the apron cooking schools, if you know, into that, you know. What other thoughts do you have?
I didn't know that Publix had cooking schools. I didn't know that. Maybe it's just the home base in Florida, because that is my favorite thing to do every week, is just to go to Publix. One of my favorite things to do is to go to Publix.
It used to be on my daily thing, but I've taken them off my list too. somewhat.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I've taken Hobby Lobby off my list because of that, because of the political climate. Hobby
See,
Lobby.
They're on my list. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I stopped visiting them, and that was one of my favorite things to do once or twice a month, too, or whenever it called for it.
We're going to have to actually post our list and tell everybody why things are off and on our list. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we have
that includes Publix. I have to be more intentional about that. I'm not going to let you take my money, my buying power, and then encourage me or show me that you're only you only want one thing. And any affiliate, I'm okay with saying this on anybody's radio show, including, my own, is that an affiliation to Donald Trump just does not make any sense. It does not make any sense. This is Spectrum calling. Gretchen, I'm going to have to go.
Okay. One quick thing. Get my mom. Y'all learn how to invest and make that a family thing and let mom have the dividends and profits or whatever. But buy mom some stocks. Seriously. So, anyway, we got to go. Thank you, Princess. Happy Mother's Day to y'all. Talk to you hopefully tomorrow. Be well. Be safe. Be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care. Thank you for listening to G's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment.